Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The right fielder, Dave Clark. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Corey Snyder. Batting sixth. The DH, Pat Tabler. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chris Bando. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jay Bell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Greg Swindell. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Mark Davidson. Batting second. The first baseman, Mickey Hatcher. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting fifth. The DH, Tom Brunansky. Batting sixth. The catcher, Tim Laudner. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Billy Bean. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Alvaro Espinoza. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Bert Blyeven. And now, play ball. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is called out on strikes. One out. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Espinoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Espinoza settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mark Davidson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davidson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall strikes out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder strikes out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hatcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti hits a pop-up towards short. Snyder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Swindell. Brunansky moves to second. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner strikes out. Two outs. Billy Bean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bean strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Espinoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-1 in the game. Butler hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hatcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hall. Gagne reaches second base with a double. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Espinoza hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gagne moves to third. Mark Davidson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davidson is 0-for-1 in the game. Davidson strikes out. One out. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatcher hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gagne tags and scores. Two outs. It's Indians, 1, Twins, 1. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0-for-1 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby juggles the ball. That's an error on Jacoby. Espinoza moves to second. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-1 in the game. Gaetti hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Espinoza scores. Puckett moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Twins. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brunansky hits a pop-up, foul, towards the mound. Swindell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall is called out on strikes. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabler hits a fly ball into right field. Davidson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0-for-1 in the game. Laudner hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Bean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bean is 0-for-1 in the game. Bean hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Gagne hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Espinoza is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Espinoza hits a line drive into center field. Butler picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Butler. Bean goes all the way around to score. Espinoza moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Indians, 3, Twins, 3. Mark Davidson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davidson is 0-for-2 in the game. Davidson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell misplays the ball. That's an error on Bell. Espinoza scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Twins. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davidson is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacoby strikes out. One out. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. Bando hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 3. The Twins will come to bat. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hatcher hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0-for-2 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gaetti strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-2 in the game. Butler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Espinoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Butler moves to second. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bly Evans spins and fires to second, and Butler is picked off. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Carter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carter. The throw from Laudner and he is out, Gagne applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 3. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brunansky hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0-for-2 in the game. Laudner strikes out. Two outs. Billy Bean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bean is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bean hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gagne hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Hall reaches second base with a double. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blyevan fields it and throws to first for the out. Hall moves to third. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-2 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Blyevan, and towards Espinoza, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Hall scores. Two outs. It's Indians, 4, Twins, 4. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-2 in the game. Jacoby hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bean. Jacoby reaches second base with a double. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. Bando hits a line drive into left field. Bean settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Espinoza is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Espinoza hits a pop-up, foul, towards the mound. Swindell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Davidson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davidson is 0-for-3 in the game. Davidson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hatcher hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bell strikes out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Indians. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a fly ball into left field. Bean settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Carter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Fran Mullins now playing second base. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0-for-3 in the game. Puckett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gaetti hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Puckett moves to third. Doug Jones now pitching. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brunansky hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Puckett tags and scores. Gaetti tags and moves to second. One out. It's Indians, 5, Twins, 5. Mark Salas pinch hits for Tim Laudner. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mullins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Bush pinch hits for Billy Bean. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gaetti scores. Bush moves to second. It's 6-5, Twins. Roy Smalley pinch hits for Greg Gagne. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a line drive into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Portugal now pitching. Kent Harbeck now playing first base. Jeff Reed now catching. Randy Bush now playing left field. Steve Lombardozzi now P. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hall for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-3 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Davidson. Snyder reaches second base with a double. Otis Nixon pinch runs for Corey Snyder. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Tabler hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field. Davidson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.